says no. Arvis Mishal Shachris, just the opposite. We're learning out Arvis from Shachris. Shrashi Rebbe Yoimer Shal Arvis Mishal Shachris. To Lekeves Echod are the Shachris Koi. That's the person of Amidbur. It's talking about the Tomet Shal Shachris. Shunema Boyas Akeves Echod Tasa Baboyke. So on that the post says to bring a Niskoi. So it says that Iker is by the Tomet Shal Shachar. And we learn out Tomet Shrabein Abayim from the Tomet Shal Shachar. That's the Smachlekes. Where does the Pesach talk about when it says to bring a Reviyah for him, Yayin? Is it talking about the Tomet Shal Shachar? Or is it talking about the Tomet Shrabein Abayim? So what is this claim? This claim of the Rabbonin, Hai B'Tomet Shrabein Abayim Tziv. The Pesach there is Mashma, is talking about the Shrabein Abayim. El Rebbe, my time, what's Pshan Rebbe? What has Rebbe said? The Pesach is talking about Tomet Shal Shachar. Oma Rav Bar Ulo, Oma Kro, La Keves So Echod. It says La Keves So Echod. Is a Zeo Keves, Shinemo Bo Yechod, which Keves, the Pesach say, like it's called one, have Yoimez the Tomet Shal Shachar. This is going on the Tomet Shal Shachar. The Tomet Shal Shachar, that's where it always says, Keves Echod Tasta Baboiker. So the Keves Echod goes on the Tomet Shal Shachar. So therefore, Rabbi Dashin is this Pesach by Midbar, is talking about the Tomet Shal Shachar. So by the Tomet Shal Shachar, that's where the Pesach says to bring the Nesach, to bring the Niska Yayin. And we learn out the Tomet Shal Bein Abayim from the Tomet Shal Shachar. For Rabbonin, my Echod, according to Rabbonin, they say, no, they say this Pesach is talking about the Tomet Shal Shachar, Shal Bein Abayim. So why does the Pesach say Echod? It means Miyuchet Shebedroi. It means the carbon that you bring for the carbon atomid should be the best one, should be the nicest one. For Rebbe, for the Gemara, Mimufchar, Nidorecho Nafka. How does Rebbe know this? From another Pesach. It says when you want to bring Nidorim, you want to bring Kabonis, it should be Mimufchar, from your best carbon you should bring. For Rabbonin, Chad Bechoyve Bechad Benadova Utsricha. Rabbonin says it's not schwer. And that Pesach, maybe with Nivchar, was talking about when you want to bring in a Dova. When you want to stop and give a present to Hashem, that's a svara to bring the best one. Mashenka, when you have a chiyuv to do it, maybe you don't have to bring the best one. That's what here the Pesach says, like Keves Echad, to tell us even, the Korban Atomid, that's a sechoyv, there's a chiyuv to bring the Korban Atomid, still the Pesach is mashma, you have to bring it from the best one. Rashi Utsricha, Yetzad Noita Shanadova Tzorach Liafoysam. There's one for to say when you give a present, you have to give a nice present. Kadesha Tisrat Seladurin, that you want Hashem should be Mekabel the present you're giving him. The Akabolas Ponim, the Yetzad Noita Loimer, Shachoiva Motelis Tzorach Lefroya, Choiva Mishalim, Shalom. Another for to know like that. Something you have a chiv to do with the svara, pay up your choiv the best way possible. So Kissi has svaras both ways, so that's why I need two psukim here. You can't learn out one from the other. I need two psukim to tell me that the nedava you bring should be from the best animal, and the korban chayva you bring should also be from the best animal. But then our Mishnah says, "Im hoya kohen gadol zaken or yistinis." The kohen gadol was old, or he was a mafunik. He was very delicate, so the cold bothered him. We used to like heat up the water before Yom Kippur and pour it into the mikvah on Yom Kippur. For Tanya, Omer Rav Yehuda. Ah, shoshes shall barzel hoya mechanin b'er of Yom Kippur. Used to heat up like a metal or shoshes before Yom Kippur. Trashi shoshes chatichas ovis, a thick piece of metal. We used to heat up before Yom Kippur. Come on, shoshes sheng. Umatilun l'teich tzoinin, and on Yom Kippur we would throw this hot metal into the cold mikvah. Kadesha tofin tzinosin, in order that the mikvah should like be a little lukewarm. It should take away the chill of the water. For at the Gemara, how could you throw this boiling hot metal into the cold water on Yom Kippur? V'aloi mitzarif. It's a melocha you're fixing up this keli right now. So Rashi v'aloi mitzarif. Hanoisin barzel minesh. L'mayim mitzarfei mechasko yamakshehu. When you heat up a metal, you like soften the metal a little bit. Now when you put it into the cold water, you're strengthening the metal. So that's like a melocha, it's like a makav patish, or a type of a binyan here. But you're being mitzvah, you're doing a melocha on Yom Kippur. So how could you throw this hot metal into cold water on Yom Kippur? And the Gemara, Omer Bevoi, Shleigil Tziruf. We're talking about Rashi, Chahoya Mitzvahim, the Mikzah. We're talking about the metal was already cooled off a little bit. Afal Pi Shoy Neistim Balayla, Patechin Cholom Lechshus, even though throughout the night you used to leave it through hot coals, Einim Alubin Kokach. But it wasn't that red hot the metal to say that tomorrow, when you threw it into the cold water, that the cold water should be mechazik to make the kli strong. So kids, there's no malach of tziruf. It's not called a malach like you're making a kli. It's not called a makma patish, because it wasn't that hot the metal. Abaye says no. Abaye Omar. Afilu tema shegila tiru. Even if you want to tell me the meta was red hot, was very hot, still you're allowed to throw it into the cold water. Why? Dover sheni meskaved muter. You're not mechavon to tzaref here. That's not the kavona by throwing this meta into the cold water to be mechazet to make the kli strong. Since that's not your kavona, it's muter. Fred Gemara though, from the Yom Rabbi Hochi, is it true that Rabbi is in such a teretz? For a tiny we learned, the pasuk says b'sar or losay. That what when you want to make a bris mila, even though there's a nega there, there's a nega teras there, you are allowed to cut it off. Afilu b'mokim sheishon beheres yikaitz. Divrei Rabbi Yashia. Because even though stam is allowed, you're not allowed to cut off a beheres. If you have a nega, you're not allowed to cut it off. But if the neger is bais the mokum on the erla, there's a mitzvah to cut off the erla, you're allowed to cut off the beheres also. The vinim bo kro lomeli for the gemara, what are you adding the pasuk for? The chorab sheet you're allowed to. But the avim in the riz is not mechavin. You're not mechavin now to cut off the neger. Your kavanah is to make a bris mila. So since you're not being mechavin to do the avera, sheet it's mutter. What do I need a pasuk for? The yom rabbi is a bayir answer to Rabbi Yehuda. The yom adover sheni mechavin osir. Yeah. The Rabbi answers why the corner of you do need the posik. That Rabbi Yehuda says Dovashin Meskavin is osir. So I need a special posik to tell me by Milom it's mutter. Now Hani Milom b'chol Torah kula. Avolach a tziruv t'rabbonin hu. So what's the Gemara's kasha? The Gemara says there is shvi the Gemara. Let's see what Rashi learns. Gemara Miom Rabbi Yehoch is Rashi. The Dovashin Meskavin mutter. Does Rabbi you learn shat like Rabbi Shimon that ain't Meskavin is mutter? L'chur Rabbi explains Rabbi Yehuda. So Smashim Rabbi holds like Rabbi Yehuda. That Dovashin Meskavin is osir. So according to Abaye, why do you say it's mutter here, even though what? Be you not mechavin to mitzar to kli to make the kli strong, but it happens anyway. It's like even though ain't mechavin, but according to Abaye, it's chayiv. So Rashi, kro lomeli b'sar l'rabes hamenuga the muslim nichtav yimol or losoi olsiv b'sar. Why does it say b'sar for l'rabes b'sar ha'omer b'negoyim? They tell us even though there's a nega there, adam kiyev b'or b'saroi. Lomeli kro the kasha hot davar sheni meskavenu. That was the kasha. What are we supposed to form? V'yom Rabbi Abaye answered over there that it goes according to Rabbi Yehuda. So Alma, we see from here that since Abaye answers according to Rabbi Yehuda, Svirla Abaye the kro misal Rabbi Yehuda that Abaye learns this posik by Milo is the right Rabbi Yehuda that without the posik it would be also to cut off the nega, even though you're not mechavon to cut off the nega, you kavon riz to make a bris Milo. So we see a Dovah Shein Meskavim would have been usher if not for this posik. That's the question. If Abaye holds like a Yehuda, and the Meskavim is usher, so how could Abaye say here, you're allowed to take this boiling hot metal and throw it into the cold water, even though you deem it sarif, you're making the kli strong now, but since that's not your kavona, the kavona is only to like take away the chill off the water, but Abaye holds like a Yehuda, that a Dovah Shein Meskavim is usher. So Gemara answers, Hani mili b'chol atera kula, like Rashi. B'chol atera b'yisura b'yiraisa. When you're doing this with yiraisa, you're going koitzis b'haritz. When you want to cut off the nega from your body, b'chsev hishama b'nega teras. There's like an yisra say, you're not, or there's a lav, hishama, like a lav. Like you're not allowed to cut off the nega. V'yom amar b'koitzis b'arosa koza medaber. So that's when we say what? Einim eskavin is also. Avol hocha tziruf rabbonin hu. But here, even if you're doing this melechas of tziruf, it's not a nisa of yiraisa, it's only nisa of the rabbonin. Where it's only Yosem, but the Rabbonin, here Rabbi holds Ein Meskavin is Mutter. So Rashi, son of the Gerson, for Yein Shvus Pa Migdash, and the rest of the Yein Shvus Pa Migdash, and the rest of the Yein Shvus Pa Migdash, and the rest of the Yein Don't be girls say to say the reason is that since it's only Yosem, but the Rabbonin, here we're talking about in the base of Migdash, so let's say a Svar Ein Shvus Pa Migdash. No, that's not the Svar here, because the Gemara doesn't say that. To a total time of the Yein Meskavin, the Svar is better than Ein Meskavin. Therefore, they're coming out now that where it's only Nisim with Rabbonin, here we hold Dover Sheni Meskavin is Mutter. This is the way Rashi's goes. The Tosafot says here, Hocha Gassin Rashi, V'loi Gassin Ein Shvus B'Migdash, Kivu Nafilu Hevi Meskavin Lek Yisru Di Raiso, K'loi Meskavin Lekos V'Rabbon Afilu B'Medina. So Tosafot says, Kashas on this, Tosafot says that Avadis Mash Mekorin Tzav Yehuda, that whoever would be us if Mitzchavim would be an Issa Diraisa, by an Issa Rabbonim, if any Mitzchavim Rabbonim were Geyser. So it's not sure if Yehuda holds it, is also Osim the Rabbonim. So that's what Tosafot has the Gersa. Tosafot says we should be Geyser, that since it's only Osim the Rabbonim here, but you're not really making a Kli. You only be Mitzchavim if you're making a Kli a little bit stronger, that's only the Rabbonim they could like Tikkun Mona. You'd be Mitzchavim in the Mona. So even though it's Osim the Rabbonim, but the Klal is Ein Shvus B'Migdash. Tosafot says you should be Geyser here. that since we're talking about in the Beis Hamikdash here, the Rabbanon didn't make Zeris in the Rabbanon, in the Beis Hamikdash.
Right, let's stop here.
Yedaf lamid dalan on the base. Okay, the Mishnah says, "Have Yehu lebeis haparva." He's now on Yom Kippur. They brought the Kohen Gadol to the beis haparva. That was his house. That was his lishcha where he used to stay. Uvakoydish hoisa, and this lishcha was bakoydish, was in the Azor. Now perasu sadin shabutz. They put up a sheet made out of linen. Benay levenom, between him and the rest of the am. That they should not see the way he went to the mikveh now. So now we're talking about already he finished the Korban HaTomid Shal Shachar on Yom Kippur. And the Miri speaks out that he also did the Musafim. That was the first Avod on Yom Kippur. Where he first came in, he put on the big day Zohov, the 8th Begodim, and he did the Tomid Shal Shachar, and he did the Musafim. And when he finished Musafim, now he came to change his clothing to put on the big day Lovin, that he was going to go now Lefnai Lefnim to do the Avodah Sayyim. So have you, they brought the Kohen Gadol now after the Korban Musaf back to the Beis HaParva, and it was in the Yazora, and now he had to take off his big day Zov in order to put on the big day Lovin, and he had to go to the mikveh in between. So while he was going to the mikveh was Perasul Sad and Shavutz. They put up this sheet made out of linen, white linen, between him and the rest of the people to make a separation of Shem Tznius. Now, Kiddush Yodo V'Raglov. He was first Mekadosh Yodayim V'Raglayim, that we had before 10 times he did it on Yom Kippur. Now, he did it twice, but every time he changed his begodim. So the Tanakhama holds is that first he made a Kiddush Yodo V'Raglov, then Uforshat, then he took off the Big Day Zohov, and then he went to the mikvah, then he put on the big day loven, and then he made a second Kiddush Yodayim V'Raglayim. Reb Meir Loim Rameya says no. Poshat, first he took off his big day Zohov, by the beginning. He took off the big day Zohov first, then Kiddush Yodayim V'Raglayim, then he was Mekadosh his hands. That's the Machlokes Tanakam and Reb Meir. When did he make the Kiddush, the first Kiddush Yodayim V'Raglayim? The Tanakam holds that while he was wearing the begodim, the big day Zohov, he was Mekadosh his hands, and Yodayim, Raglov, then he took off the big day Zohov, then he went to the mikvah. Rameya holds no. First you take off the big day Zohov, then you make the Kiddush Yodayim Raglayim. And we had the Machlokes before, the Shalom, Yomakish, the first Kiddush to the second Kiddush. It's the second Kiddush Yodayim Raglov, everybody holds. It's after he put on the second period of begodim, that's when he made it. So the Shalom, you make the Hekish or not? We had the Machlokes before. Now Yorad V'Tovol. Then the Kohen Gadol went to go to the mikvah, which was in the Azora Bakodesh. Ola, when he got finished with the mikvah, he kind of got up, finished topic, and he dried himself. Then he violoi big day loven. Then he put on him the big day loven. Lovash, according to everybody, he put on the big day loven first. Then the Kiddush Yodav Raglov. Then he made the second time the Kiddush Yodav Raglov. Rashi, Hevi Lebeis HaParvo, Litvo Tfila Shniyah, in order to do now the second Tfila, Shehi Tuna Mokam Kodesh, that this needs a Mokam Kodesh, capriciously ill, like we learned before. The first mikvah, the first Tfila was done Bachoil, outside the Azorah. Now the second one already is done in the Azorah. Rav Meir Omar, Porsha Tfila, first he takes off the Big Day Zov, the Yachakach Kiddush, and then he's Mekadosh Yodayim V'Raglayim. We already explained the Machlokes before, if you make the Hekish, the first Kiddush to the second Kiddush. Right, the Mishnah says, B'shachar hoyaloyvesh plusin shel shnei mosamona. In the morning, when he put on the Big Day Lovin, like now, when he went to do the Avodah Sayyim, it was very expensive begodim. It was linen that came from the city called Plusin, and it was worth shel shnei mosamona. That's how much it was worth. A lot of money. Trashi b'shachar. Begodim shaloyvesh b'tfilazu. The big day loven that he puts on now, we have to this tefillah, that he's going to go now inside to do the avodah sayyim, hoyu mipishtin shel medinat pelusin. This flax came from the city called Pelusin. Shuchoshe b'mul. It was very, very expensive and fine flax. And it was worth shnei mosamona. Ben harbayim. Later on in the day, he changed again. He went back to Bigdei Zov, then back again to Bigdei Lovin. When he went later on in the day to put on again the Bigdei Lovin, those were different Bigdei Lovin. And those flax came from Hindavian. It came from the city called Hindavian. And Shel Shmoina Meyes Zuz. It was only worth 800 Zuz, that's all. Dibra Meyer. It was not as expensive as the morning one was. The morning one was Shnei Masimona, that's like 1200 Zuz. And the afternoon was only worth 800 Zuz. Dibra Rebbe Meyer, that's Rebbe Meyer Shita. So Drashu Ben HaBoyim means Begodim Shalavish Lohitsoyas Kafamachta. Why do you have to go back again later on in the day, back Lefnai Lefnim, to take out the Kafamachta Shokteris, to take out the shovel and the pail that he brought in the Keteris with? So the second time, it was made out of the same thing, Bigdei Lovin, made out of flax, but there the flax came from Hindians. Rashi, Shohoyo, Mipishton, Shleretz, Hinduyan. That's where the flax came from. The Eretz Kush, Zarin, Yonison, Venuzil. Hayata Kushi, Arai Hindavor. Hindavin is Eretz Kush. That's where the flax came from. And it was not as expensive as the morning flax. That's where Meyeshita. For Chachamamayim, the Chachamam say like this. In the morning, the same thing. The flax that he wore for the first Bigdei Lovin was more expensive than the afternoon. But Yosef May holds it wasn't as expensive as the Tanakhama says. In the morning, it was only worth Shemayna Osamona. It was only worth 18 mona. Obein Haboyim in the afternoon, when he went back again, Levnai Lefnim, where he put on the second time the Bigdei Lovin, that was Shoshnei Osamona. It was only worth 12 mona. No hakil shloshim mona. Together, the morning and the afternoon was worth 30 mona. So we'll see in the Gemara, why does the Mishnah have to tell you this? Pshita. If it says the morning was 18 and the afternoon was 12, everybody knows 18 and 12 is 30. Why does the Mishnah have to say it for? But I call upon the Mishnah, we'll see in the Gemara why. The Mishnah says now, Eilu Mishal Tzibur. Has this much money that Tzibur had to give the Kohen Gadol in order to make his begodim? Has he had to receive at least 30 mona from the tzibur, in order that he should spend 18 for the morning pair, and 12 for the afternoon pair. The Yimrod Salahosif, let's say the Kohen Gadol wanted to spend more money, he wanted to make his begodim more expensive, Moisiv Mishaloi, if he wanted to spend more money, he would have to pay from his own money. His 30 mona, that's what the tzibur gave him. That was Moisiv Shal Tzibur. If he wanted to have more expensive, he had to give his own money. So, the Gemara.